I ask you to turn with me this morning to the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, sort of building on that aspect that Jesus never fails, and particularly on the verses that Larry shared about Jesus the same yesterday and today and forever, and the idea of it ever is an eternity there, that Jesus is always the same, the Jesus that was sung about that never fails. Didn't fail in the New Testament times. He doesn't fail us today, and he will never fail us. We have that assurance that Jesus will always be there with us. In Mark, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 46th verse in that chapter, as we study, as we look at this scene, as Jesus is traveling along, going for another purpose. But it seems, it's always find it fascinating to me when I study scriptures to find what happens along the way. Let me share something with you about Christian life. The exciting aspects of Christian lives are the things that happen along the way. You know, I shared with the youth this week and coming up, I said, you know, one of the things that you're going to find opportunities in are the things that you didn't plan for, that happen along the way. Someone that you meet here at this church, or someone you have an opportunity with in the Bible clubs, or someone you just meet maybe somewhere in between those activities that are not planned. Some of the most fascinating stories in the scriptures about Jesus Christ are the unplanned relationships and events that happen in Jesus' life. Jesus' life now is planned. God has a plan for the Lord Jesus Christ, constantly facing, going towards the cross of Calvary. But along the ways, we have these interesting interludes into the life of Jesus Christ. And this is one of them. And it came, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, set onto upon a highway, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. And he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning, again thanking you, Lord, for the safe journey as you brought us here. We thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you for this place. And Father, as we look forward to this week before us, we look with excitement as we the challenge that you have given to us. And Lord, we ask for your leadership. But Lord, this morning as we study your word and bring your word forth, we ask, Lord, that you use it in a great way. Father, help us from your word to be instructed in your will in our lives and the direction we have to go. And Lord, as Jesus Christ calls out to us this morning and says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What can I do for you? Let us this morning search our hearts and our lives and come to Jesus with our needs, asking him, Lord, to come into our lives, to make them whole. And Father, this morning we pray particularly for that one who can say, when Jesus asks, what can I do for you, can say, I need salvation. Let them this morning realize that Jesus holds in his hands the gift of eternal life, the gift of forgiveness. And Father, let that one this morning come to Jesus seeking that forgiveness. Now, Lord, be with us during this time together. Bless us. Let your spirit be felt. And Father, let us give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. It seems that sometimes some of the greatest ministries of Jesus Christ were those incidental events that took place while he traveled about the countryside, and particularly as he traveled on the course to Calvary. You know, I wonder about that. You know, Jesus knew what was ahead of him, and he looked at Calvary, and totally, you would think he had to be absolutely consumed with that thought of going to Calvary and the experience he was going to have on the cross of Calvary. But it seems like that even in knowing he's going to go through that suffering, and knowing what he's going to go through and the separation and all he was going to experience, he always had time for someone along the way. I tell you, that gives me great comfort today. I don't know about you. That gives me tremendous comfort to know that Jesus, God's Son, the Holy Divine Jesus, has time in all the things that God has to do. He has time for me individually along the way. You know, we don't have to have a formal situation. We don't have to be in a church or in some sort of structured situation to come in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can come in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ at any place. We can do that at Liberty Baptist Church along the road in Cannonsburg, the area that we live in outside of Ashland. We could do it. We could come in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ on our way here to Michigan, and as we are here in this setting today, or as we're in our homes, or wherever we may be, the Lord Jesus Christ is there. And as this blind man approached Jesus Christ with a question, Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" He is saying to us this morning, he says to us along the way, wherever we may be, "What can I do for you? What can I do for you?" Jesus is asking you this morning, "What can I do for you?" An interesting aspect about the blind man: immediately he recognized that there was something special about Jesus Christ. He said, "Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me." He recognized that there was something unique about the person of Jesus Christ. And there is, isn't there? Jesus Christ is special. There has no one ever been like Jesus Christ. And he recognized immediately the uniqueness of Jesus Christ, and that there was something that Jesus Christ could do for him. Let me share with you this morning, there's something that Jesus Christ can do for you as well. You see, Jesus Christ, God's Holy Son, can do for you as he did this blind man. He saw Jesus as someone who could help him. The first thing we need to do in our time of distress, in our time of difficulty, in our time of seeking and searching for purpose in our lives, our time of hunting for whatever that is that we seem to be looking for, is to realize that Jesus can help us. He's the one that can help us find those things. And this man was not, he was willing to cry out for help to Jesus Christ. He was willing to seek help, even though there were those who tried to silence him. Let me share with you this morning, there are people, the world is trying to silence you from crying out to help to the Lord Jesus Christ. There was some said, "Well, you know, you don't want to have anything to do with that religious stuff." Or some would say to you, "Well, you know, that's that church stuff. Just, you know, you don't worry about that. You can have a better time not giving yourself to Jesus Christ and being a Christian and all that kind of stuff." And the world is trying to keep you from coming to Jesus Christ. There are families, there's members of families who are trying to keep you from coming to Jesus Christ and doing and the Lord's will in your life. But we see this blind man overcoming those things, and you too need to overcome those things. And allow yourself to come crying to Jesus, asking him to feel whatever need is in your life. You know, we associate this story very often, and we should, with a person needing salvation in their life, spiritual blind, and they need salvation. I think this story could be expanded to the Christian as well. I think very often Christians allow their lives to be hindered sometimes in experiencing the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ and his work and serving him in the fullness by allowing others to restrict them. Saying, "You can't do that. You can't possibly be a preacher. You can't possibly be a missionary. You can't possibly teach a Sunday school class. You can't possibly witness." And they will tell you that you can't do these things. But let me share with you, come to the Lord Jesus Christ and he can give you the power to do all things. Amen? And you know, Jesus is the hearer of prayers. Above all the noise that was taking place, above all those things that was, all those people and all the crowd that was around Jesus Christ, he heard the distressed call of the blind man. Listen, let me share something with you this morning. Jesus is listening. He wants to hear you call out to him. He desires you to call out to him today. And no matter how noisy it might seem, no matter how much it seem, how small it may seem that you are in relationship to all the busyness of this world, Jesus is listening. He wants to hear you this morning. He wants you to call out to Him. And He says to him, "What will I should do unto thee?" And Jesus is coming to him. Jesus Christ came to the blind man so that he could, called to the blind man rather, that he could come to him and come in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in Matthew 18:20, "Where there are two or more there, or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Jesus is here this morning. Scripture says that, not me. Jesus Christ is here this morning. He is listening this morning, and He is here, and He's coming and says, "What can I do for you this morning?" Christ, who is the same yesterday and today, forever, the Christ that heard the cries of this blind man in the midst of the crowd, is listening for your cries this morning. And He desires to hear your need. And He desires to call you to come to me. Come to me so I can see what I can do for you. Come to me and share with what your difficulty is. Christ confronts us all the time with His grace and the power of His greatness and the fact He wants to meet with us face to face and to share with and see us face to face. The man, when Jesus called upon him, the man came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, and he answered the question, he says, "That I might have sight." He wanted his sight restored. I can't imagine what it is like to be blind. I've never been there. What a terrible thing, blindness. It robs you of your privilege of life, the opportunity to enjoy the beauty of God's creation, to look up on the face of your own children, your wife, to enjoy a sunset or a sunrise. He wanted light. Let me share with you, there is a much deeper thing in man, a much worse thing than being blind. Well, physically, that seems to be one of the worst, but there is spiritual blindness. There is a blindness to the reality of the greatness of what it is to know Jesus Christ personally. And until you experience Jesus Christ personally, you don't even realize what you're missing. You know, I understand that people who have been blind from birth, it is not as difficult for them in their blindness as it is someone who has experienced sight for a number of years and then experienced blindness because of an accident or disease, whatever. Because the person who then experiences blindness realizes in the fullness what they're missing. It is only when you have experienced Jesus Christ in your life that you realize where you are at and what deep blindness and darkness that you were in. You see, it is in our spiritual poverty or blindness that we have lost sight of the reality of what God's love and God's caring for us in the person of Jesus Christ. It is also in that blindness very often that we fail to see the reality of sin in our own lives. You know, the Bible tells us very plainly, very clearly, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we are blinded by the world and blinded by the things of the world to the reality of the condition of our soul without Jesus Christ. A soul that is covered with sin. A soul that is so dark with sin and helpless because Jesus hasn't come into our hearts and hasn't forgiven us of the sins that are in our lives. Isaiah said, and said, "I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts." When you see Jesus, you realize the condition that you're in. So one of the things that Jesus would have us to do is to have Jesus to open our eyes to the reality. Ask Him to open our eyes to the reality of the condition of our lives. Let me tell you something. Once you've experienced Jesus Christ, and once your eyes have been opened to the reality of who you are, you never want to go back. You never want to experience that again. Because it's in those eyes is open that your eyes are open to all the resources that are available to you through Jesus Christ, God's Son. And that's when you can praise that verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, because he can do all things. And you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. My question to you this morning, or the question that Jesus poses to you this morning, is what can I do for you? Jesus is asking you this morning, what can he do for you? He's just asking you to explain to him, to call him. Maybe this morning you need to come to Jesus Christ and ask forgiveness of sin. Then you need to say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner undone. I need to ask you to forgive me of the sin that's in my life. Would you do that? Maybe this morning you need to ask, Lord, for greater faith in your godliness. You need to be closer to God. You know, I believe Christians need to ever so often come and say, Lord, I need to be closer to you. Again, there's times that we drift away from the Lord. We have situations that come into our lives, and we get so busy, and we find ourselves being carried away in so many directions, and we need to be busier, and we're so busy that we lose sight of God. And we need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need greater faith. I need to be more like you. I need to be able to resist those things that I'm being tempted with day after day after day. I think also we need to come to the Lord at times and say, Lord, I need more wisdom. I need to see the will that you have for my life. You know, one of the things that I know has happened in my life, and I think happens in every Christian's life, is that we're guilty of getting off and doing things that we think we're doing for the Lord, but we lose track of really what God wants us to do and what God's will is. And we need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need for you to give me the wisdom, the strength, and the energy to bear the burdens of today. We live in an age like no other age, folks. We live in a time like no other time. It's distressing, the burdens and the pressure and the reality of how our society is going upon the Christian. And we need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ for help to be able to carry those burdens and to carry them to him and give them to him. And also, we need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, just open my eyes to thy will and thy purpose and thy beauty. I think too often we who are Christians accept Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, but we never really make him Lord. And we need to ask him to open our eyes up to that reality too. That he's Lord of our eyes. You know, as Jesus Christ ministered to this blind man some 2,000 years ago, that same Jesus Christ wishes to minister to you today. I'm going to ask Tara Acton to come and sing a hymn of invitation in a moment. And she would come on. And as we prepare for her to sing the hymn of invitation, this is the question I have for you from the Lord Jesus today. Jesus is asking you, what can I do for you? During this hymn of invitation, you have the opportunity to respond to that question to Jesus Christ this morning. Maybe this morning you need to ask for forgiveness of sin. To ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and to save you. Maybe you need to ask this morning for the Lord to give you strength, to give you power. Maybe you need to ask the Lord to forgive you as a Christian of things in your life. And you need to come and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Or maybe you need to come and rededicate your life to the Lord this morning. He's here. There's more than two or three of us. He's here. He wants to do this morning to come to him. So he can find out what you need, so he can meet your need this morning. Won't you come to the Lord as we sing this hymn of invitation? Let's all stand together. As we stand with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to listen to the words of this hymn. And if the Lord speaks to you this morning, I ask you to come. I ask you to come. There'll be someone up here. I'll ask the deacons or somebody to come this morning. There'll be someone up here. I'll be up here to share with you how Jesus wants to help you this morning. Won't you come?